This study aims to explore the interplay between language, law, and political power in multilingual states, with a focus on how official language policies influence inclusion, governance, and identity. The article employs a scientific narrative review method combined with descriptive analysis to examine recent scholarly work, legal documents, and policy analyses published between 2021 and 2025. It synthesizes interdisciplinary perspectives from legal studies, sociolinguistics, and political science to provide a comprehensive understanding of the legal and political dimensions of language policy. The review finds that language policies often function as tools of both inclusion and exclusion, reflecting underlying power dynamics and historical legacies. In many multilingual states, official language frameworks privilege dominant linguistic groups while marginalizing minority languages in areas such as education, legal access, and public services. Political elites play a central role in shaping these policies, often using language to consolidate national identity or assert control. Successful multilingual governance models, such as those in South Africa, Belgium, and Canada, demonstrate that legal mechanisms rooted in constitutional protections, decentralized policymaking, and robust institutional support can help balance unity with linguistic diversity. However, many states continue to struggle with implementation gaps and socio-political resistance to full linguistic inclusion. The study concludes that language policy is a core component of legal and political design in multilingual states. For linguistic equity to be achieved, legal frameworks must move beyond symbolic recognition and commit to substantive institutional change, ensuring that all linguistic communities are afforded equal rights and access.